This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The belief what? That this thing, this string, the benefit and also the harm is dependent on it. هذا شرك أكبر, because this is from the things that are from the pure rights of Allah, you have now given to something else. And in the scholars they say, if a person believes that it's a means that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made into a means, he has fallen into shirk asghar. So we need to stay away from this axe, brothers and sisters. مَنْ عَلَّقَ تَمِيمَةً فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ, the Prophet mentioned. Whoever hangs a talisman, he has fallen into shirk. Now inshallah ta'ala, I want to move on to the second act that nullifies a person's al-Islam, which is مَنْ جَعَلَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَصَائِطٍ, whoever now makes between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intermediaries. يَدْعُوهُمْ وَيَسْأَلُهُمُ الشَّفَاعَةِ, making intermediaries between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what comes after that? You call onto them, يَدْعُوهُمْ وَيَسْأَلُهُمْ, and asks them a shafa'a, intercession. كَفَرَ إِجْمَاعًا, this person has disbelieved by ijma', unanimously agreed. It has been unanimously agreed that this person has left the fold of Islam. Okay, just merely making an intermediary between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is not shirk. Because we know that Muhammad is the muballigh anillahi azza wa jal. He conveyed to us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. But the moment now you start calling on to him and you ask him for shafa'a, it's a problem. Or like my teacher, which is between me and Allah azza wa jal, teaching me the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know the Qur'an, let's just say. I don't know the Sunnah. I've got a teacher teaching me what Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal's Qur'an. But it needs to be mentioned with this restriction. يَدْعُوهُمْ وَيَسَأَلُهُمُ الشَّفَاعَةَ, he calls on to them and he asks them for shafa'a. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, مَنْ دَعَى غَيْرَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. Sorry, يعني... It was actually what I wrote. وَمَنْ دَعَى غَيْرَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ تَشْمَلُهُ النُّصُوصِ الَّتِي فِيهَا, whoever now calls unto other than Allah Azza wa Jal, this person has fallen into shirk. And that which brings about this meaning is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, these texts that I'm about to mention. وَلَا تَدْعُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُ وَلَا يَضُرُّكُ, do not call unto other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which doesn't bring you any benefit nor does it bring you any harm. فَإِنْ فَعَلْتَ فَإِنَّكَ إِذًا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, and if you do this, you are from those who are ظالمين. And here it means mushrikeen. Allah says, فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ, do not call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides Him. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَدَّبِينَ, you will be from those who are punished. Allah Azza wa Jalla also says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, for indeed the masajid of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and do not call on to anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي, Allah Azza wa tells his messenger, say to him, O Muhammad, إِنَّمَا, this what? يُفِيد الْحَصَر, I only call unto to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا, and I do not associate with him anything, anyone. He said, إِنَّمَا, I only call unto you, O Allah. Why didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam call on to anyone else? If istighatha was permissible for the anbiya and the awliya and the salihin, he said innama. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ, whoever now calls on to with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala someone else and he has no proof with him, فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, for indeed his reckoning is only with Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ, for indeed he doesn't give any success to those who are kuffar, the disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْ مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْ قِتْمِيرٍ, those who they call unto besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't own anything, they can't do anything to them. إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ لا يسمعوا دعاءكم, and when they call unto them, they cannot hear what you're calling them for. They do not hear your dua. وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَا اسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ And were they to hear what you are saying? Were they to hear what you are saying? They wouldn't be able to respond back to you. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ And on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ they will disbelieve in what you lot are calling them for. يعني these deities, these gods that you are calling onto on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ they will say, we got nothing to do with this. إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُ If you were to call onto them, لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاكُمْ They won't be able to hear what you are making dua for. وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا And if they were to hear you, مَا اسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ They wouldn't be able to respond back to you. And from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qala qultu. He said, I said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, O Rasulullah, أَيُّ الذَّنْبِ أَعْظَمْ What is the biggest and greatest sin? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied back and he said, أَنْ تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقَكَ That you make a nid, a deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he created you. And I will explain what nid means. هُوَ النَّظِيرُ وَالْمَثِيلُ It is to make a nadir or al-mathil, someone like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a lot of these people, these brelvis, they never understood this and because of this, they fell into whatever they fell into. Istighatha. Getting some aspects that are specific to Allah Azza wa Jal and then giving it to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because they never understood this. And please, brothers and sisters, pay attention. النَّظِيرُ وَالْمَثِيلُ نَظِيرُ and مَثِيلُ What is intended by it? Like I mentioned, to make something like Allah Azza wa Jal. How do I do that? By getting some of the things that are specific to Allah Azza wa Jal, now giving it to someone else. I give you an example, brothers and sisters, something to relate to. A director of a business is normally one. The main director. Mostly, you find one director, and everyone else comes under him. And this director, he has a special way, something that's only specific for him. Something only specific to him. £40,000 a year he's earning. If you now take that which is specific to him and give it to someone else, you have made a mithil, right? You have likened this director with another one. They become co-directors. They are now both directors. And it's a problem because normally when you have two bosses in the room, it's a problem. Anyways, you have taken that which is specific to this director and given it to someone else. You have made them alike now. They are both the same. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm not trying to liken Allah as well to the creation at all. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِي شَيْنُ وَالسَّمِعُ الْبَصِيرُ نعم. Salat is specific to Allah Azza wa Jal, right? If you now take this ibadah that is specific for Allah Azza wa Jal and you give it to someone else, you've made a nadir, you've made a mathil. Someone like Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, when you now make dua to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, you have done the exact same thing. Most people, they agree, when it comes to the salat, we don't give it to anyone besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Because it's ibadah. But with dua, no, the matter is a bit different. Double standards, ikhwan. Salah is a ibadah, and likewise a dua huwa al ibadah, as it was narrated by Imam Tirmidhi on the authority of Nu'man ibn al-Bashir. Then the Prophet recited, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ So brothers and sisters, if we now agree that salah is a ibadah, likewise dua is an ibadah, the same thing applies. So now you taking the ibadah that is specific for Allah and giving it to someone else, you have made a nid with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنْ خَصَائِسِهِ وَصَرَفْتَهُ لِلَّهِ From things that are special and specific to him, you have then given it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how you make a nid with Allah azza wa jal. And then you have the ijma'. وَقَدْ أَجْمَعَ الْعُلَمَاءُ عَلَى مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا أَنَّهُ كَافِرٌ مُخْرِجٌ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ And the scholars have unanimously agreed upon that the one who does this action, he's a kafir. He has left the fold of Islam. وَقَدْ نَقَلَ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ إِجْمَاعًا فِي هَذَا الْأَمَرِ And there's more than one person that has transmitted a unanimous agreement, a consensus. وَإِلَيْكَ هَذِهِ الْمُقُولَاتِ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى وَمَصَابِحِ الدُّجَّى And you can take these quotes from these great scholars that I'm about to mention. Ibn Muflih rahimahullah ta'ala in his Kitab al-Furu' he said لِأَنَّ ذَلِكَ كَفِعْلِ عَابِدِ الْأَصْنَامِ This is now similar now to what? عَابِدِ أَصْنَامِ those who worship the asnam. قائلين ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى. Saying that we do not worship them except that they get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just a little bit. So going back to the naqid, to place an intermediary between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's just say you have this statue, or you have this person in the grave. You call on to them, asking them to get you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Or asking them to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a son. This is exactly the same as those before us. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ فِيمَا هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah called him a kafar, someone who is excessive in kufr. Those people in the past who placed between them a wasait, they used to ask them to bring them closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. وقال الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى said فمن جعل الملائكة والأنبياء وصائد يدعوهم ويتوكل عليهم. Whoever now places the ملائكة and the prophets between him and Allah, calls on to them and he puts his trust into them, ويسألهم جلب المنافع ودفع المضار, and ask them to bring about benefit and also remove hardship, مثل أن يسألهم غفران الذنب وهداية القلوب وتفريج الكروب وسد الفاقات فهو كافر بإجماع المسلمين. Like he asked them to forgive the sins and also to guide the heart, and also to remove problems, anxiety, distress, وَسَدُّ الْفَاقَاتِ, and to block the problems that this person has. فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ بِجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. This person is kafir through the unanimous agreement of the Muslims. Even Imam al-Mardawi رحمه الله تعالى, he says, فِي الْإِنصَافِ وَكَذَا الْحُكْمُ لَوْ جَعَلَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَصَايَ يَتَوَكُلُ عَلَيْهِ وَيَدْعُمَ يَسْأَنُ كَفَرَ إِجْمَاعًا. He also said there's إجماع. Okay. Brothers and sisters, I want to now point out, how do you know when something is a ibadah? When something is a ibadah, and this requires you to write it down. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do it, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done it. Point number two. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His Messenger attached a thawab to it, attached a reward to it. Point number three. If this person who's doing this action, he has been mentioned in a context of satisfaction, like the Allah subhanahu being pleased with him, or in a positive context. هذا كذلك. This is also a ibadah. It's also a ibadah. How do I know when an ibadah is? That's how you know when an ibadah is. That Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with this person. Thawab is connected to it, reward. And it's from the things that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you note that down, you will know. So that you are able to make your actions sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said ismu jami', it's a comprehensive word, يعني العبادة, it's a comprehensive word, لكل ما يحب الله ويرضاه من الأقوال والأعمال الصالحة, everything that Allah Azwell loves and is satisfied with, from the statements and the righteous actions, ظاهرة وباطنة, internally and externally. Now brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, I want to mention some of the greatest doubts that these people who grave worship bring. Okay, and if you understood what we mentioned in this episode, you will come to know that a lot of them doubts that took place in the debate that we had, me and Ustad Abdul Rahman, with Asrar Rashid, who is the one of the heads of the Ash'aris but also the Brelvis, but he will deny this. Naam. And some of the doubts that they bring, because they all bring the same doubts anyway, and they're all upon the same manhaj. Okay, and I want to touch on this inshallah ta'ala. If you just study and you learn what we mentioned, you will realize that just these basic books that we are studying, these people have not studied, and because of this they've fallen into whatever they've fallen into. Wallahi brothers and sisters, this is why the mashayikh, they keep saying قواعد الأربع Usul al-Thalath, Aqidatul Wasiyah, Kitab al-Tawheed. These are books that one should study and go over all the time, all the time. There's one book that we had called Tajreed al-Tawheed by Sheikh Faisal Jassim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. It was one of the books that kind of compiled some of their doubts. Even though there was a lot of books there, that was one book that I felt like kind of was, it's like we didn't need anything else. I actually genuinely thought that he was going to bring a lot of things. So hence why we had a lot of books. But he didn't go outside that book. And our Shaykh, may Allah bless him, Faisal Jassim, he done very good work on some of their doubts. One of the biggest doubts that they bring, brothers and sisters, is, okay, you lot say that the dead can't benefit, alright? You say that the dead can't benefit. Why is it that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up to Isra wal Mi'raj, and Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam benefited the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even though he's dead. He said to him, irji' ila rabbik fa inna ummataka la tutikh dhalik. When he was 50 salawat, Musa said to him, go back to your Lord, for indeed your ummah, your people, they won't be able to pray this large number of salawat. So here the dead, he benefited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So based upon this, they will say to you, okay, the Prophet got benefited by a dead person. So these dead, they can benefit us as well. Rather, brothers and sisters, هذا كلام باطل من أوجه. This is a statement that is absolutely باطل, and it can be rebuked from different angles. Firstly, brothers and sisters, first point, you have the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He left this dunya that we are currently living in, and he went into the Hayatul Barzakh. We know there's three lives, right? You have the Hayatul Dunya, Hayatul Barzakh, which is between when a person dies till the day, or when a person goes into Al-Jannah. Then you have the life from the hereafter. These three lives. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, brothers and sisters, he left this life and he went into the Hayatul Barzakhiyah. He went into that life. And at the same time, Musa was present in front of him. And we say, brothers and sisters, that you can make a request or do istighatha when three conditions have been met. حَيٌّ قَادِرٌ حَاضِرٌ. That person is living, he's also able, and he's also present there in front of you. He is present. And then you can ask for him to benefit you, to if you want to remove someone, the harm that someone's about to do against you. Ask him to do that with these three conditions. So Musa alayhi salatu was there in front of him and was able to benefit him. So he left that life, he went into the Hayatul Barzakhiyah. And this is where the benefit took place. But never ever would the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hands up and make dua, oh Musa, help me, while he's in this life. And Musa is not in front of him. Okay, someone might say, and this is what they say all the time, where did you all get these three conditions from? Where did you all get these three conditions from? You are bringing about innovation, making your own conditions and general principles. Rather through tatabbu' and istiqra'. We took it out of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِهِ. In the time of Musa, a man was being beaten up. So this man from Banu Israel, he called on to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa help me, he done istighatha. And istighatha is to request harm to be removed from you. Talab al-Ghawth. Okay, so he called on to Musa alayhi salatu to help him. Was Musa living? Na'am. He was there in front of him, living. Was he in front of him? Was he present? Was he hadir? Yes, he was there present. Was he qadir? Did he have the ability? Na'am. Na'am, he did. فَوَكَزَوْ مُوسَى فَخَضَى عَلَيْهِ. So Musa punched him and he died. قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. He said this from the actions of the shaitan. He was regretful for killing him. The point is, Allah used the word istighatha, this man who was in front of him. And he done istighatha through Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So it's permissible. Point number two. We have the understanding of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim. And brothers and sisters, pay attention to this. It's not my understanding that governs us, nor my sheikh's understanding, nor your sheikh or my uncle or your dad or your mom. Rather, is the understanding of the Sahaba that governs us. We are governed by their understanding. Quran, Sunnah, Fahm al-Salaf al-Salih. When a famine took place and there's no water, it's from the essentials of life. Did the Sahaba go to the Prophet's grave to do istisqa or to do istighatha? It's a time of hardship. The answer is no, they didn't. They didn't, brothers and sisters. In the time of Umar al-Khattab, a famine took place. He asked Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi, because he was righteous. Oh Abbas, do istisqa. Ask Allah to bring down the rain. Was Abbas able? Yes. Qadir. Was he hadir? Was he present? Yes. Was he hayyun? Na'am, he was living. So, all of these brothers and sisters was present. And then after that, the rain came down. They had the ability to go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grave. فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. The Prophet taught us, if you ask, ask Allah Azza wa Jal. And there's a hadith which our brother Ustad Abdul Rahman, he left it right at the end as a backbreaker. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يُسْتَغَاثُ بِإِنَّمَا يُسْتَغَاثُ بِاللَّهِ. You do not do istighatha through me, you only do istighatha with Allah Azza wa Jal. If a person is present, we can. Like asking a person that is present and living, oh, guide my heart. This is shirk because he doesn't have the ability to do that. Change my heart. La. It's from the things that are specific to Allah Azza wa Jal. And also the other thing that they say is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is living, so he's able to benefit us and he's not dead. Again, he goes against the nusus al-shar'iyyah. Goes against the nusus al-shar'iyyah. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in the Quran, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You are going to die and they are going to die as well. Allah says also, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ دَائِخَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul will taste death. Every soul. مِنْ أَلْفَادِ الْعُمُومِ. Are you there with me, brothers and sisters? And you also have the statement of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu when he died. And this ijma', there's a unanimous agreement of Sahaba, he died in front of them. He mentioned, and you can find in Sahih Bukhari, not even a long book, in Sahih Bukhari, the most authentic book after the Book of Allah. He said, مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتْ. Whoever used to worship Muhammad, then Muhammad has died. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتْ. وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتْ. And whoever used to worship Allah, for we need Allah is hay, he is living and he doesn't die. What does it show you? The closest companion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, claiming this. And then they say to you, okay, but then you have the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يُسَلِّمُ عَلَيَّ إِلَّا رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ رُوحِي. Never does a person send his salutations upon me except that Allah returns my soul. So these people who are given salutations upon the Prophet all day, every day, firstly, that's something that you cannot guarantee for me because you don't know what's going on in the cone, in the universe. You're telling me every moment that a person is, that's something that is kalam farigh anyway. And secondly, this proof, brothers and sisters, is a proof against them. And I'll tell you why. Just looking at the hadith. He says, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يُسَلِّمُ إِلَّا رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ رُوحِي. There's not a person that sends salutations upon it except that Allah Azza returns my soul. If the Prophet was still living, why would he need to say, return my soul? That shows the Prophet is dead, then Allah Azza wa Jalla returns his soul, he gives the salams back, and that's it. Same process. The third doubt that they have, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ الرَّسُولِ. And only when they oppress themselves, إِذْ ظَلَمُوا جَاءُوكَ, they came to you, O Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. جَاءُوكَ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. And when they oppressed themselves, they came to you, O Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجُّ اللَّهُ تَوَّابًا. And the Messenger sought forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah عز وجل تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They would have found Allah عز وجل as forgiving them and very merciful. So, brothers and sisters, they use this a lot of the time. Okay, we can go to the Messenger and seek forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, if here, you can look at the books of Lugha, it is past tense. It is past tense, and we dealt with this in the debate. We dealt with it in the debate. Naam. So it's something that has already taken place. And if you want more information, go back to it, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah ta'ala, brothers, in the next episode we will cover the third naqid, which is man lam yukaffir al-mushrikeen aw shakka fi kufrihim aw sahhaha madhhabahum kafara ijma'an.